In 2009, Judy discovered computers, the interweb, podcasting, and that there is more to music than country and western. It's now 2010, and Judy's Blast FM comes down the pipe and into your ears, bigger, stronger, and faster. Every Sunday, Judy's Blast FM. Because back in her day, she played records. Now, here's your host of Judy's Blast FM, for Channel Merc, here's Judy!
This is Judy, and welcome to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 54, and today we're going to play a bit of comedy. Yes, not stupidity, we're playing comedy. And I'm looking at while I say that, because he's being a bit of a jerk.
Are there going to be any songs about rhinoceroses?
No. You'll get rhinoceroses right up your rear end in a minute. Today we're supplying our music from the Podsafe Music Alley because Air to Play only has a couple of the FUMP. And what do we say, the FUMP, Irk?
The FUMP stands for the Funny Music Project. And I first met these guys courtesy of Devo Spice when I was in America last year in 2009 and got to interview Devo on Irk Pod. And ever since, I've become a fan and you've become a fan.
And some of our fans have become fans.
That's right, and it's quite easy. If you want any of these tracks, you can go to thefump.com, T-H-E-F-U-M-P, and you can download them yourself. That's quite easy, and they're quite free.
Yes. Or you can go to Podsafe Music Alley, and they have actual all these songs on there as well, or you can purchase them if you want to spend the money through iTunes.
You can indeed, because Devo, he's got a few people with him, and there's different people that we'll be hearing from on this episode, and all these songs are very, very funny songs, and what I like about them is that they're topical in terms of things that we're doing on the internet now. They're not necessarily songs that were written about what was happening 5 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever. It's whatever's written at the time by whoever it is, whether it be Devo, the Great Blue Ski, or the Hot Waffles, or Nuclear Bubble Wrap, or whoever.
That's right. So we actually have a variety of their music tonight, so that you can see that there's more than one guy to the FUMP, and I actually found a couple other people on there that I didn't know belonged to them until I looked up their new songs, and I was quite surprised because one of them I actually follow his music, and I've recorded in there from their other show,
Mark Gunn,
which I did last week. So we're going to start tonight off with a triple header of Devo Spice. And to take this show out tonight is the first song of the evening is Irk's favourite song, I Hate Mondays, and so does everybody else.
I hate super duper early mornings.
Yes, well, we don't want to talk about that. This is my show, so shut up.
And we first heard this one on the Bugcast with Dave and Caroline.
That's right. So first off the record tonight is I Hate Mondays by Devo Spice.
I can't get up right now. I don't feel good. Who the hell decided that morning needed to come so early?
That party last night was awfully crazy. I got so wasted. Now I'm hungover and threw up so much I can still taste it. Drink some coffee, pop some speed. 4 days sleep is what I need. Passed out at 5, got class at 8. Smash my alarm, I cannot see straight.
Man, I only got college for another 3 weeks. Trying to pass, I cheat off the geeks. For that to work, I have to get to class, which means I really have to move my ass. So fill up my cup, coffee straight up. I drive in a daze like, huh, who, what? I make it to class, but don't feel great. A 1 hour class, I'm 50 minutes late. Got a pop quiz, don't know what the topic is. Gonna have to take it, guess I'll just fake it. See the worried faces all over the places. Pray to three gods just to cover all the bases.
That party rocked for 3 days straight. We celebrated.
interview. Man, I hate Mondays.
Hey.
I hate mornings.
Hey.
I hate showers.
Hey.
Man, I hate Mondays.
I can't tell you what I learned in school, but it didn't prepare me to become a tool. There were things I never thought I'd do, like pay close attention to detail, and I can't check personal email, and logic is never gonna prevail. Only two people here are female, and I think one might be a she-male. And my paycheck, nowhere near what I thought. Now I can't afford the TV I just bought. Out of tequila, beer, wine, and rum too. Watching The Bachelor, is this what it's come to?
That office party was awfully lame, I wish I skipped it. Brown nose the boss, so insincere, it sounded scripted. I cut my hair and shaved my beard, and now it's me who thinks I look weird. Go home at 8, in bed by 10, just watch the news, then do it again. Man, I hate Mondays.
Hey.
I hate Wednesdays.
Hey.
And I miss college.
Now, I'm gonna give you a taste of what I go through on Monday mornings. A typical day goes something like this.
On the 405 is at a total standstill this morning as all lanes are closed in both directions due to an accident involving two tractor trailers, seven cars, an ice cream truck, and the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Traffic is being rerouted onto surface streets, but they're moving about as fast as an old lady in the express lane paying with a check.
Coffee, 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 coffee. Sitting in traffic, sitting in traffic, sitting in traffic, sitting in traffic.
Damn it, I'm late again. I hope my boss doesn't say, "Hey, good morning, sir." No, I've been here for 20 minutes now. I just had to go get something out of my car. Yes, with my briefcase. I don't go anywhere without it. No, not even the bathroom.
That office meeting we had left me permanently scarred. PowerPoint slides with cheesy graphics and crappy clip art. Was ill-prepared and underdressed, and there weren't no donuts left. Proactive this, synergy that, then something about wearing different hats. Man, I hate Mondays.
But after a few days of that, it's the weekend. You know what that means? It means I get to cut the grass, clean out the gutters, and take the kids to soccer. Do I really have to make the bed? Why can't I just leave it like that?
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. The following hour of programming will corrupt you. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Listeners should be wary and dripping. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Once we become comfortable with fake science journals. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Getting it wrong is
a commonplace occurrence.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Whether the universe is made of brains or more like spaghetti in a strainer, we're ready to explain all the secrets of the universe. That is, of course, assuming all the humans don't destroy it first. Moving in the distance is the doom of our existence. Like a piece of pizza microwave that high for 30 minutes, or a cake you make and shove into the oven overnight. You can smother it with frosting, but it still won't taste right. Science is the chef mixing up the best ingredients. The genius is when it falls within the standard deviance. But even when it doesn't, you can learn from a mistake. Like if you try to bake a pie and instead you get a steak. Learning from what turns out wrong is important to the mission. If you don't adjust your vision, then you're just a politician wishing some magician can make all the wrong food disappear. But now I made myself hungry, let's get out of here.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
We have seen the murder of innocence.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Reducing reality. Wall Street financial analysts. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Empty minds that are about to crash over us like a big wave. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. The Earth is an annoying thing.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. The only thing that's stranger than fiction are the facts in contradiction with our rational thought. But that's what quantum theory brought, and it makes my mind weary with the havoc that it's wrought. I'm far from a dunce. I know some particles are runts, but explain to me how they can be in two places at once. That's a trick I'd like to try when the in-laws drop by, and I could teleport to some resort and never need to fly. Science will tackle all the incomprehensible and try to make sense of all the dense and nonsensical. Like strings, rings, really small things,
clouds and dark matter and the universe expanding. Guess that's why I'm getting fatter. So all my understanding may be lacking where I want it. Thankfully there's people smarter than me working on it. So I'll pretend to comprehend the snack that I just bought, cause I've completely lost my train of thought.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. There are much smaller people that can corrupt knowledge. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
Tobacco isn't addictive. Global warming isn't happening.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
Drugs will never kill you.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
Blink a few times if you think it will help.
For centuries, scientists have been villainized. And I don't just mean in horror movies, as cool as those characters are. Copernicus was excommunicated for teaching that the Earth was not the center of the universe. Da Vinci did anatomical drawings in secret because dissection was forbidden. Galileo had really nasty things written on a piece of paper and taped to his back without his knowledge. Heck, Darwin's teachings are still being viewed as a sign of the apocalypse 150 years later. The way these people talk, you'd think Einstein was the angel of death and Stephen Hawking was a freaking antichrist.
Bow down before me as I bring about the destruction of mankind.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. We're seeking the truth, so it should be a no-brainer that we're always right as we enlighten you with our science news. But the truths that we discover may not represent the views of the University of California, Davis, KDVS, or its sponsors. And while scientists are not monsters, they may still be portrayed that way on Sci-Fi Saturday nights. They're really curing various blights and helping herd away under whites. This is science, science! Not a brouhaha like the Oktoberfest band playing Oompa-Pa. The scientific drums beat in ever-changing stanzas while I go buy some oceanfront property in Kansas. So race into space and see how far we go, cause the universe is even bigger than Kanye West's ego. And although I know I've mastered the art of the run-on sentence, I still have to mention,
disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
Do not be limited by bacon, vodka, and potato chips.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
The scientists are hired assassins.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
So science therefore rejects ultimate fighting on television.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
As we do each week here on
This Week in Science, coming up next.
Intersexy pink top again. She's a perfect 10. She's my dream girl, fantasy girl, the one I love, and the reason that I've worn a hole in that glove. Days go by and I try to say hi, but I'm way too shy, scared of the reply. So I go to Plan B to get her noticing me. I wrote a poem on her door called Otis and Me. Otis is my cat. And damn her, she didn't reply, she just corrected my grammar. I tried to juggle dribbles and she didn't even look. I guess I couldn't catch her eye without a fish hook. So I'm looking in her window trying not to get caught. I see her watching the show, this gives me a thought. If I could find some way to do what they do, maybe she will go with me. So now I'm Mythbuster, I have to be. I grew a mustache way cooler than Jamie's. I made up a list of some myths and stuff. Then I found a place where I could blow them up. Myth 1, every ISP has government spies to watch terrorist activity in the community. Deny it all you want, there are thousands of terrorists in Rutland, Vermont. Then I moved on to some harder ones about microwaves, nuns, and particle guns. I put them up good, and that's when I saw the piece of my thumb was missing again. So what was the result after all these cases? The hospital knows me on a first name basis, but the girl still doesn't know me from Adam, or Jamie, or Carrie, or Buster Dagnabbum. Was looking for volunteers, and before I knew what I had gotten myself into, I was on the set with Jamie and Adam.
So, tell me about this myth.
Okay, it's simple. The myth is that if a nerd talks to a hot girl in a non-fast food ordering environment, that his head will explode.
Sounds right up our alley, especially the exploding part. So how do we test this?
Well, we have a volunteer nerd, and we're going to set him up on a blind date with Carrie.
Alright, let's do it.
Our nerd has been told he's meeting one of the show's producers at this fancy French restaurant. Let's see what happens when Carrie shows up.
Hi, I'm Carrie. Nice to meet you.
Tom.
Hi, Tom. So where are you from?
Like a 10-piece McNugget meal. Super size.
I don't think they have McNuggets here. Well, the shrimp scampi is good, though. I think I'll try that.
Thank you. Drive-thru.
You're cute. Where'd you say you were from again?
New Jersey!
As soon as our nerd tries to say something non-fast food related, he blows his top.
Well, his head didn't explode.
I don't know. That vomit was pretty explosive. I'm prepared to call this myth plausible.
I could live with that.
Wanna be alone, but I found myself fending off freaks on the phone. Talk shows, news, and a couple old friends wanna talk. Well, I just wanna plot my revenge. It'll take time, but her show will be fine when I go savage on Adam and kick Jamie in the Heineman. I'll be nice to Carrie, maybe give her some employment, but I'm keeping Buster for my personal enjoyment. I was humiliated as could be when the girl walked by me and smiled at me. She said that she wanted me to know that it was her favorite show, but she thought what they did was pretty low. I think I just grunted. I'm not really sure, cause the whole episode is kind of a blur. But she said I should come to visit her to watch the show sometime. I said, yeah, that would be fine.
Mythbusters!
I'm guessing that means you like me.
Mythbusters!
You're listening to Show 54, and our guest artists for this evening are The Fump. And you heard a triple header there by Devo Spice, and the second song you heard was called Disclaimer. And the last song of his was called Busted. Now we're going to play you a double header of another one of The Fump group, and it's by a guy called Tom Smith. And it's a double header, and the first song is called Operation Desert Storm, followed by 307 Ale.
Is burning and dry under hot desert skies. My gut is churning, but you won't see fear in my eyes. Nothing to lose as I climb in and look to the roads. Then light the fuse to the cannon, which promptly explodes. The blast sends me skyward and into free fall. With one final thought as I head towards the wall, I'll get that road runner if it's the last thing I do. If Murphy's laws are religion, I must be a saint. What else explains semis bursting from tunnels I paint? A thousand Rube Goldberg nightmares lie smashed in my garage. How many falling pianos can that damn bird dodge? From magnetic birdseed to dynamite darts, I could buy General Mills with what I spend on parts. But I'll get that Roadrunner if it's the last thing I do. I should forget it. He's not big enough for a stew. My line of credit with Acme is 10 years past due. Got no insurance, I can't sign the claims with my paws. In vile durance for breaking most EPA laws. But my super genius will deal with that dunce. Remember that I have to win only once. And I'll get him someday. Perhaps I should try something new. My canyon compactor was perfect to echo my screams. My backpack reactor worked fine until I crossed the beams. My bomb extender snapped back with the lit TNT. My flying blender was just a tad quicker than me. But I'm smarter, I'm stronger, and he's merely fast. Let's hear him beep beep with his head up his ass. And I'll get that Roadrunner if it's the last thing I do. Eureka! That's it! Earthquake pills! There's many drinks you'll drink, me lads, on every world that's new. There's Saurian brandy, cranapple schnapps, and a good old Tullamore. Don't
do or do not, there is no try.
There's Bush and Beck and Bud and Bach and others dark and pale. But I think you'll find the finest kind is 307 ale. 307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. The finest drink that any bar has ever had for sale. It'll lay your whole damn world to waste, it'll make you fit and hale. There's nothing that you'll ever taste like 307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. It started down at MIT one lazy summer day, when a couple of the frat boy techies started in to play. They'd caught up on their schedule with a couple hours to kill, so they fitted up their cyclotron and made themselves a still. 307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. The finest drink that any bar has ever had for sale. It'll lay your whole damn world to waste, it'll make you fit and hale. There's nothing that you'll ever taste like 307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. They added choice ingredients to brew a little brew, but they didn't know the wires were crossed in chamber number two. A tiny bit of space got folded, things were looking queer. They turned the spout and then came out the world's first hyper beer.
307 ale, the lads, 307 ale. The finest drink that any bar has ever had for sale.
It bubbled and it burbled and it glowed a fizzly green. And what it did to test equipment, frankly, was obscene. It took a while to find a vial, it wouldn't burst to flame. Then they measured out its potency. And that's how it was named. There's many drinks you'll drink, my lads, but this one beats them all. 153.5% alcohol. Yeehaw! A beer brewed in a tesseract.
Sir, in a
it'll shoot you through the roof. And if you don't believe me, I've got lots and lots of proof.
307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. The finest drink that any bar has ever had for
for sale. It'll lay your whole damn world to waste. It'll make you thin and pale. It sticks to your mouth like lime, and makes with a stronger kick than toxic waste. Nothing that you'll ever taste like 307.
I hope you're enjoying this evening's funny comedy show of music. And now we're taking you with a double header from a group called the Nuclear Bubble Wrap. And the first song is featuring John O'Day, and it's called Food Belongs in Me. So have a listen.
To eat with your girlfriend, you're upset. A small salad and a water's all she gets. Then she says she's fat and pukes in the bathroom. I'm on the road on a typical weekday night. I'm hitting all of the buffets in town you like. She'll never let you go there like I do. Short skirts, I break t-shirts. She's on a diet and I'm in the freezer. Scarfing down a cake, hoping one day you'll find that what you're looking for has been me the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who wants to date you, promise that I'll clean up all my plate. You see, food belongs in me. Food belongs in me. School bus, I think to myself, hey, is that a Twinkie? And while I admit I'm not smart as you may like, I can't do math cause it makes me think of pie. But I can tell you that your girlfriend's so wrong. She doesn't even save her grocery coupons. She eats rice cakes, I eat Jell-O. She's your cupcake, but I'll be your ho-ho. Hope you're not creeped out. Those love notes you found with chocolate fingerprints were from me the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who wants to take you, promise that I'm clean up all my plate. You see, food belongs in me. Abram, I care for dresses with a price tag. Hope you'll find with me wearing a tent that
and weed. amazing and I don't know what to do. Then my hopes blossom as she passes by. She reminds me of the starry sky. Give me a chance, even though I seem a bit far-fetched. I hear across my heart that I'm better than the rest. All my life I think I've been seeking you. Once I looked around the corner and I had a Pikachu. Though I'm kind of oddish, she's execute. Sue better believe that she's awfully tin and cool. Before I met her I was just an unknown, but now I'm actually doing the Cubone. Give me a chance, even though I seem a bit far-fetched. I hear across my heart that I'm better than the rest. All my life I think I've been seeking you. Once I looked around the corner and I had a Pikachu. You shine like an Omega Star, plus you're really smart. Let's move to Paris and it will be magic heart. We'll seal the deal and it'll be just you and I. And I'll take you out to dinner every Dragon Night. I can't decipher the signs you're giving me. You're horseying around and there's a secret up your sleeve. These thoughts are unexpected and maybe we should part. Our life might be hell doomed, it is much chopping up my heart. Don't jinx it, it's alright. And that is what I felt. But then when I discovered it, I toga-peed myself. Your ghastly secret made me feel polyrath. You're mangying with other Geodudes behind my back. She only vol-picked me for my money all along. And then, in a rapid dash, she was Porygon. Now I'm on the street smoking weed all day again. And I'm feeling crabby cause it feels like it's the end. I can't even think without getting all machoked. When it comes to love, I'm just a dopey dumb slowpoke. Chancy, though I seem a bit far-fetched. I hear across my heart that I'm better than the rest. All my life I think I've been seeking you. Once I looked around the corner and I had a Pikachu.
This is Judy's Blast FM, show 54, and our group this evening is called The Fump, the Funny Music Project. And so we've chose different guys that form this group to play their songs, and these are the latest songs out since January this year. And the last song you heard there by the Nuclear Bubble Wrap was called, I'll probably pronounce this wrong, Raichu. Raichu?
Looks like Raichu.
Raichu. Achu.
Achu.
A song. Achu, a song.
In 2009, Judy discovered the interweb. She discovered computers and she discovered podcasting. And Eric discovered that there was a wider audience other than him who would like to hear Judy's stories about, back in my day, it used to cost 20 cents for a can of Coke and we still got 5 cents change. In 2010, Blast from the Past is bigger, stronger and faster. Down the pipe and into your ears every Saturday. Here's Eric and Judy with Blast from the Past.
So, of course, as per usual, you can contact us by sending us an email, elephant@gmail.com.
Oh, don't be.
Erkpot@gmail.com.
You're not too old to get a clip, boy.
Erkpot@gmail.com. Send us an email. Leave a comment on the show notes. blastfromthepastpodcast.com. Listen to all my other hilarious podcasts. ChannelErk.com. And we have a song.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick Sticks.
Do you remember actually hearing about elephants in that song?
I counted four times, and that was it Elephant Pull Down the Wall? That was it. So much for you picking out me an elephant song.
I had elephants in the title. What else do you want?
Yeah. Okay,
that joke's probably getting old by now.
It is a bit. So what do we say now, Eric?
Good night, elephants.
Good night, interweb.
Good night, interweb.
Go, 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 now, 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 to channelec.com.
The best hit music, every time you turn us on.
I like it.
Channel Erk, five great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk, music variety at Erk FM, Blast from the Past, Ambient Noise, and Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Erk, five great Australian podcasts, one location.
Hey, Jabroni, know your role and shut your mouth, candy ass.
www.channelerk.com.
Now we're featuring the great Luke Ski, and I like this guy. I think he's really cool.
He's very modest too, isn't
yeah.
he?
And the first song of his for the evening is called Fanboy, followed by Animan Fan, featured by Carrie Dalby.
I'm a packing up my swag and I'ma head outside. Where real women call me dork, then gag and go hide. Take a ride to Toys R Us, bust on in. Buy a Mace Windu and a Qui-Gon Jinn. Yeah, I'm a kid at heart just like Anakin. A loony bin I am in with Ken Harley Quinn. Got a pin with a model reading Xena for Prez. And spend my pay on dispensers of Pez. Go hang out at the cons and Renaissance Fest. Watching anime chicks with inflatable breasts. You might be a Trekkie, ha, sit back and watch as the Uber Geek goes and kicks it up a notch. Turn to the letter F in your dictionary and add this word to your vocabulary. Take a look, cause I'm the real McCoy. Damn it, Jim, I'm not a doctor, I'm just the definition of a
fanboy, baby.
I'm a nerd overdrive, I will always survive.
Fanboy, baby.
Truth is out there, Scully, you can't handle the truth. I got this funny little gadget, when I open my fridge, it goes like Kirk's on the bridge. Bill Gates was cool,
but now he just sucks.
I play Doom and Quake on Microsoft, get a map to the tomb and find Lara Croft. And if the pixel's right, then I'm a raider, and let Sony play 2K, know why they call me a
fanboy, baby.
Spend my time watching 7 of 9.
Fanboy, baby.
Won't stop till all the Pokemon are mine.
Be a fanboy, baby.
Oh, so what do you think? You know the Force better than I do?
A Star Wars freak, yeah, you won't find an otter one. I'm a Jedi Master and you are merely just a
pun in the water. You're dumb just like Jar Jar Binks and Jawa Zedutini. So go suck a Wookiee. Pod in the wand, you're dumb just like Jar Jar Binks and Jawa Zedutini. So go suck a Wookiee. Pod in the wand, you're dumb just like Jar Jar Binks and Jawa Zedutini. So go suck a Wookiee.
Yeah, Kid Spock quoting all the tracks. Got a mind more powerful than Professor X. Drink a case of Joe Cola down like mother's milk. Sing a song that makes you say, what in the filth? Patrol at stake vampires just like Buffy. Roll the dice, win the fights with the knights who say me. MST 3000 until midnight. Then I paint my lips red, the sweet transvestite. King Doofus, fast like Jerry Lewis. My comic book collection's wider than the Suez. I'm like Sailor Moon is, swamped like Doctor Who is. I like they might be giants and boxing groomers. RPG and TNT. Kevin Smith's making a film about me. I ain't no jock, I'm just a regular jerk. All American Zero, the ultimate Urkel. Girls would ignore me,
and give me no credit, but now I tell them I'll destruct my
radio edit.
And when I die at the hour 11, I'll shout to my father in heaven 27.
Fanboy,
I'm a nerd overdrive, I will always survive. Surrender!
Fanboy!
Watching Deep Space Nine and... Yankee cartoons were always boring and...
What happened then? What happened then?
Started watching shows from the Pacific Rim!
Pika!
Canada!
Rumble!
Dragon Balls for a JDS. He showed up for just a bad tuxedo mask. Once he made me swoon, he saw my Sailor Moon. He's a speed racer, star blazer, anime fan. A Miyazaki eating hockey anime fan.
Ooh, yeah.
He really uses G-Force on my Robotech. Just like Voltron.
I'll form the head.
Every Gundam he can make while smashing like a toy. The Cyberpunk is my own Astro Boy. But behind closed doors, he's my Gigantor. He's a Saki Brewster, by a Booster anime fan. A Mecha Flyer, Mecha Guyver anime fan. What's it with you? Bop, bop, shoot, bop, cowboy bebop, bow, bop, bow.
Hi, cute girl. I am the shy main character, and I have a crush on you.
But I have a crush on that very handsome boy.
That's me.
You must fight me for my love.
Did I mention I'm a super robot weapon, too?
Oh, pretty boy divine. I'm his Valentine. He's a Transformer disproportion anime fan.
Oh.
The envy making cosplay an anime fan.
Oh, oh yeah.
Now just like Inuyasha, I obey his word. He stole my heart like Lupin the Third. Fashion stampede, big Trigun.
Oh.
I'm a horny girl, a flying high like Lum.
Rumba and Akane fighting at the beach.
Anime fan, anime fan.
Bikinis, they gotta use bleach.
Anime fan, anime fan.
Denji Muyo, anime fan.
Hair's a bright mop, eyes pop, bigger than a chef's wok.
Slayer's late, anime fan.
Huge Malibuff, blood's not embarrassed, massive sweat drop.
Oh my goddess, anime fan.
Likes my boobs hot, jiggling won't stop. Here's a panty shot.
Porn has a plot.
He's a hentai watching, happy crotching anime fan.
What?
A wang attack, a tail dragon anime fan.
Say.
A likes of Kirby, super Kirby anime fan.
Ooh.
A gonna rock you, King Otaku anime fan.
I'm the cute girl, skipping my way to
anime
Valley.
Fan.
I am
Kuro
Demon from the fifth
anime
world.
Fan.
My, what big tentacles you have. What were you
anime
doing?
Fan.
You're about to find out.
What?
Anime
Ninja
fan.
Warrior
anime
takes
fan.
My place.
Duo got into a fight.
Destroyed Neo Tokyo, freaky mutant might.
Team Rocket's blasting off at the speed of light.
Jesse and James and Meowth, that's right.
Nine-tailed Demon Fox Naruto was shunned.
Fought Topeka Hokage and he won.
Light got out his book and ended our fun.
Wrote a death note about us and now we're done.
This is Judy's Blast FM, show 54, and this evening we're playing from Podsafe Music Alley, The Fump. And now this next doubleheader is played by The Hot Waffles, and I actually played them on a show earlier in the year. And I like these guys, they're really cool. And that was about when we did that special on my brother's birthday. And it was, I dedicated the song to him.
That was a while ago now.
Yes. And tonight, the doubleheader, the first song is called America's Worst Driver. And I tell you, there's a few in Australia as well. So I dedicate this to all the bad drivers out there. Is that you?
Not me.
cause you're about to kneel for me. America's first driver, I'm Private O'Reilly. When I'm on the road, there is no rival. Pulling the lever, using turn signals, better late than never. Baby, hold on tight, it's gonna be alright, cause I am America's first driver. When the rubber hits the road, you know it's America's worst driver, I'm driving away. America's worst driver, I'm driving to.
And crank. You turn on the oven and you put your head in. You need two heroes from the past to help you win.
It's time to tag in
El Santo and Blue Demon. They are here to save the day. El Santo and Blue Demon, they are able to increase your pay. They'll save the economy and do it with class by kicking Wall Street in the ass. You go to work and you're in a rut. There's a hot-looking co-worker, so you touch her butt. She doesn't like what you did, so she reports you to HR. Now your life isn't fair, but there you are.
Time to tag in
El Santo and Blue Demon. They are here to clear your name. El Santo and Blue Demon. The corporate world will never be the same. A double suplex and you're ready to go. They'll make you the new CEO. Now it's you and your wife's anniversary, and you want to show her some diversity. They say that four is much better than two, and you're lying in bed with her. What do you do? Santo and Blue Demon, giving your wife the fight of her life. Well, Santo and Blue Demon, and you're stuck outside, she's giving them a ride. She's having twins, but not from your semen. And you're raising little Santo and Blue Demon.
And the last song of the Hot Waffles was El Santo Ye Blue Demon.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under.
Out from the banks of this river.
From the country that says arse, not ass.
Their bodies flow like
like tiny bones.
Featuring great independent music from down under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
I see their legs for what seems like forever, kicking their way back in clothes.
From Echo Point to Ayers Rock to the Great Barrier Reef. Featuring great independent music from down under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
This time, there you go, running away from me again.
From the country that brought you Paul Hogan, Foster's B, or maybe that's not a good example.
There you go.
Now, the next guy you're going to hear, I actually follow this guy. He has four podcasts out of different type of shows. He is a funny guy as well as a down-to-earth Irish cross Scottish singer. And his name is Mark Gunn. And I love this guy. I think he's got a wonderful voice. He's one of those guys that you could take him home to meet Mum's voice. And I'm playing a double header, and the first song is called The Naughty Wench. You can understand why he's called it that when you hear the song. Followed by Kilted for Her Pleasure.
And you still want to take him home?
Yeah, why not? I don't mind kilts. Always wanted to look up a kilt. Hi-er, hi-er.
Come to the Naughty Wench, an upscale nightclub catering to the discriminating lords and noblemen by offering some of life's most opulent luxuries that today's successful Renaissance man requires. Located only 4 minutes from the village square, we feature saucy wench entertainment while offering a complete pub with the finest selections of ale, mead, beer and wine.
Sir, are you going to drink or do you want to go upstairs for a shag?
Huh? Right. I'll have your finest ale.
Finest? We got one ale and that's what you'll drink.
Fine, then ale, please.
Please? Bloody nobleman.
For sports fans, there's one ring for cockfighting and one for the best pay-per-view sword fights. Beautiful women and the finest grain alcohols. Plus, there's a gourmet kitchen with food from the finest Parisian chef who was taken on the way back from the last crusade. He will satisfy your every hunger indulgence.
Hello, you stupid woman! Bring the ratatouille to the table d'ye. Tell me the special sauce.
You got it, Monsieur.
Monsieur, you idiot!
Enjoy 2-for-1 pole dances on Tuesday nights.
Hello, it's a Lance.
And there's no cover Mondays through Thursdays. The town crier hails it as a bawdy and saucy treat for the discriminating nobleman.
All right, who's up for some body styling?
Friday nights are extra special with wet chemise contests, featuring the loveliest maidens you may want to have for your primum noctum rites.
Right, you got it, Missy. Right,
come to the Naughty Wench and turn your noble dreams into a reality.
I am a young Scotsman from America. The kilt is my pleasure, it's true. You can call it a skirt, but your lady will flirt. If she has a chance, she'll leave you. That's why I'm kilted. With the mystery of what's under there. You're kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. I have no red hair, but my skin is quite fair. But it does nothing to show off my pride. But my Scottish family tree I wear on me, and it makes the ladies giggle and sigh. When you're kilted,
kilted,
kilted, the mystery of what's under there. You're kilted,
kilted,
kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. I feel like a man, both noble and strong, when I dance my kilt swishes in time. But I must confess it's for the ladies I dress, and undress too, is that a crime? When you're kilted,
kilted,
kilted, the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted,
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 kilted.
Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. So don your kilt, my good Scottish friend, and let your flag blow and unwind. If they ask what's beneath your kilted sheath, tell them it's lipstick they'll find. When you're kilted,
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 the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted,
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 kilted.
Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. Yes, you're kilted,
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 with the mystery of what's under there. You're kilted,
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 kilted.
Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air.
Now, for the last artist of the evening we're producing is Steve Goody. And the first song is called Divorcing the Kids. And I tell you, there's probably a few parents out there that want to divorce their kids at the moment, being school holidays. I could mention a few that I know, but I better not. I might get into trouble. And the last song of the evening is called 12 Signs of the Swine Flu. Achoo, bless you.
Achoo.
All you out there.
Call case number 156. Smith and Smith versus Smith,
Smith, Smith and Smith.
Your Honor, we respectfully submit that we are being abused by our kids. They won't clean up the mess that they make or fix the stuff they constantly break. Pizza boxes, skateboards all over the place. Lose the cell phones, want them replaced. We can't live like this. We're divorcing the kids. Tired of being dissed. We're divorcing the kids. Your Honor, the rooms are a disaster area. We try to ground them, they say, I dare ya. Their friends descend every weekend round 7:15 in the a.m. Eating everything we got. We used to think kids were cute. They're not. We can't live like this. We're divorcing the kids. Tired of being dissed. We're divorcing the kids. Junk out on the porch. Sold their Xbox on eBay. Booked a cruise to San Tropez. Yay, 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 yay. Now they're sending us a barrage of texts saying please don't make us your exes. You'll drop this bogus trial. We'll take Domino's off speed dial. But the judge is a mom and she easily manages to grant the divorce and $2 million in damages. We can't live like this. We're divorcing the kids. Tired of being dissed. We're divorcing the kids. Or less, they can visit the dog and clean up his day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can't live like this. We're divorcing the kids.
living room again. I guess we're going back to court.
At the first sign of swine flu, my true love gave to me
a carton of swine flu vaccine.
At the second sign of swine flu, my true love gave to me
two rubber gloves
and a carton of swine flu vaccine. At the third sign of swine flu, my true love gave to me
three ointments,
two rubber gloves, and a carton of swine flu vaccine. At the fourth sign of swine flu, my true love gave to me
four coughing fits,
three ointments, two rubber gloves, and a carton of swine flu vaccine. At the fifth sign of swine flu, my true love gave to me five swollen glands, four coughing fits,
three ointments,
two rubber gloves, and a carton of swine flu vaccine. At the sixth sign of swine flu, my true love gave to me
six masks protecting
five swollen glands, four coughing fits,
three ointments,
two rubber gloves, and a carton of swine flu vaccine. At the seventh sign of swine flu, my true love gave to me
seven patients puking,
six masks protecting five swollen glands, four coughing fits,
three ointments,
two rubber gloves, and a carton of swine flu vaccine. At the eighth sign of swine flu, my true love gave to me
eight docs a quacking,
seven patients puking, six masks protecting five swollen glands, four coughing fits,
three ointments,
two rubber gloves, and a carton of swine flu vaccine.
Okay, let's skip to the end. I don't feel so good.
At the 12th sign of swine flu, my true love gave to me 12 pharmaceutical executives smirking,
11 lawyers leaping, 10 lepers limping, 9 lungs collapsing,
8
knocks a quacking, 7 patients puking,
6
masks protecting,
5 swollen glands, 4 coughing fits,
3 ointments,
2 rubber gloves, and a carton of swine flu vaccine.
So, the music tonight of The Fump was supplied by Podsafe Music Alley, Show 54.
Show 54, where are you?
Well, next week is going to be a special of Show 55, the old 55. And I actually had a band picked out for next week, and I found them on Airplay Direct, and I thought that they had a really good sound. But when I went to have them downloaded to record, it wouldn't let us do it. So I had to go and choose a new show. So this show is going to be a rockabilly show. And that's all I'm going to tell you at this stage.
Double nickels on the dime.
Yes, so it's Show 55 coming up next week, rockabilly. So you'll have to listen in to find out. And there's some good old foot tappers. You all will know these ones if you're over 55. So it's good night, Interweb, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all 5 podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Freesound project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel IRC, go to www.channelirc.com.